This week, God has put it on my heart to look at some records that only He could have written. God's Word is filled with so many wonderful accounts of people that have stood the test of time, I'll say. Break records with wonderful life lessons that we can certainly benefit from. And I feel like we've not strayed away, but we don't really visit these written accounts too often anymore. So God kind of steered me in this direction, even as of recently. And so tonight I want to look at the account of Jonah. Now, when most people think of Jonah, they think about the giant fish, right? And how the fish swallowed him whole. And that's the part that everybody else remembers. But when you read this record carefully, the fish really isn't the main character, okay? The real story is about a man who struggled, a God who was patient, and lessons that are just as relevant today as they were thousands of years ago. Okay, so we'll start reading this record a little bit in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came into Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Amazing, right? I mean, God gave Jonah a clear assignment. And there was no confusion, no misunderstanding. He knew exactly what God wanted him to do. But instead of heading east toward Nineveh, he heads west. He says, to heck with that. And honestly, that's what makes Jonah so relatable. Because have you ever known exactly what the right thing to do was, but then maybe you found yourself just not wanting to follow through? Maybe it was a difficult phone call. Maybe it was apologizing to somebody when you knew that you were in the wrong. Maybe it was accepting responsibility. Maybe it was having a conversation that you knew needed to be had, but maybe you didn't want to follow through because of fear, because of ego, pride, whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes the issue isn't that we don't know what God wants. Sometimes the issue is that what God wants pushes us outside our comfort zone. And Jonah knew what was right. And real simple, he just didn't want to do it. So he gets on a ship and he tries to run. So then we pick it up in verse 4 of Jonah chapter 1. "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken." Notice something here. Jonah is running from God, right? Or he's trying to anyways. But God was not the one who abandoned Jonah. In fact, God is still working with him in this moment. And that's encouraging because there have probably been times in all of our lives when we weren't sure where we should have been spiritually, right? I mean, it's a common human experience, even with born-again believers, because maybe at times we drift. Maybe we become distracted. We do get discouraged, you know, and the list really goes on and on and on. But God didn't stop caring about us, right? He never stops caring about his people. And he never stops reaching for us, right? So the storm that that God mentions here in this record wasn't evidence that God all of a sudden just hated Jonah. It's not even a word that's in God's repertoire. The storm was evidence that God still cared about Jonah. Here we go. We're going to continue on in verse 5. Then the mariners were afraid and cried, every man unto his God. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Can you picture that? Everyone else is panicking, scrambling. Everybody sees the danger. And Jonah is fast asleep. Doesn't that sound familiar? Sounds familiar, right? When Jesus and the disciples were on that boat, and then the winds were howling and the storm was a brewing, and you know, everything that happened from there, kind of a, I don't know, I wouldn't call it a coincidence, but I've always thought that that's a pretty accurate picture of what humans sometimes do. We know something needs attention. We know a change needs to be made. We know that there's a problem, but instead of dealing with it, we distract ourselves. We avoid it. We pretend it's not there. So the storm is raging, but Jonah is sleeping. And, you know, eventually the sailors wake him up, and through a series of events, they discover that Jonah is the reason of the storm. But finally, in verse 12 here, Jonah admits the truth. He says, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know for my sake this great tempest is upon you. And that's the turning point. And nothing starts getting better until Jonah stops making excuses and faces reality. And that's true in our lives too, right? Spiritual growth begins with being honest. Honesty with ourselves, honesty about where we are in terms of our walk with God, honesty about where we are and where we need to improve. And then here's the part that everybody remembers in this record, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. I mean, can you imagine what that must have been like? 3 days, three nights, no distractions, no running, no excuses, just time to think. And you know, sometimes life forces us into moments like that. I mean, chances are God's not going to have any of us swallowed by a fish. But, you know, maybe it's times where we are forced to sit and reflect. You know, those times come in different ways. You know, maybe it's an illness, a setback, a disappointment. Maybe it's a period where everything slows down. And suddenly, we're forced to really examine our priorities and kind of see where we're at in our walk with God. And that's exactly what happened to Jonah. And during that time, Jonah did something he should have done earlier. I mean, my goodness, he prayed. He prayed. And it jumps over in chapter 2, verse 1. Of Jonah. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. That's it. Those are my favorite words. He heard me. Because Jonah had run. He tried to run from God. He disobeyed. He made mistakes. Yet, God still heard him. And that's a pretty encouraging thought, because sometimes people feel like they've screwed up a little bit too much. Maybe they've failed too many times. Feel like they've disappointed God. But you know what? Jonah's experience teaches us an important lesson. God listens, and God is there no matter what choices we make, no matter where we are, no matter what mistakes we've made, no matter how far we've wandered. God heard Jonah. A little later, Jonah says in chapter 2, verse 7, says, "When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee." Notice the change here. Earlier, Jonah was running from God, and now he's remembering God. From resistance to prayer, right? From running to fully depending on God. Sometimes our greatest growth happens during our most difficult moments, right? I'm sure we've all been there. And then Jonah kind of concludes with these beautiful words in verse 9 of Jonah 2. He says, "Salvation is of the Lord." Now, isn't that a great lesson? Not salvation through our own wisdom, our own strength, our own plans. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation belongs to God Almighty. Then, what happens in verse 10? "And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land." Isn't that something? So, God basically told the fish to spit him out. And now comes one of the most encouraging verses in this entire record. And it's in chapter 3. Verse 1, it says, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time." The second time. If we were all sitting in the same room and I asked, who thinks that they ever needed a second time, a second chance, a fresh start, whatever you want to call it, an opportunity to try again, I'm sure we'd all be raising our hand. God could have chosen anyone else, right? He could have said that Jonah failed. He could have gave Jonah another, he could have gone with anybody else. But instead, he gave Jonah another opportunity. And that tells us something really beautiful about who God is. God isn't looking for reasons to leave people hanging, right? He is looking for reasons to help people succeed and grow spiritually. And this time, Jonah obeys. Verse 3 in Jonah chapter 3. "So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord," just like he was asked the first time. The man who tried to run from God is now saying, "Okay, I better do this." That's growth. That is spiritual growth. And something remarkable happens after this, right? In verse 5 of Jonah 3, Jonah says, "So the people of Nineveh believed God." Imagine that. The very thing that Jonah wanted to avoid ended up producing such a profound result. How often does that happen in our lives? The thing that we're afraid of, the thing that we've been trying to avoid, the thing we've been avoiding or worrying about, sometimes it turns out to be much better than we imagined. And you know what the obstacle is? When God instructs us to do something and we just don't think we should do it, that is called fear. And fear does something. It exaggerates the difficulty of the situation. But faith allows us to move forward anyway. But here's where the record takes an unexpected turn. After all of his success, Jonah in chapter 4, verse 1, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. Yeah, that sounds strange, doesn't it? After everything God had done, Jonah still had some things to learn here. But I find that comforting, because spiritual growth doesn't always happen right away, right? Because even people who are really good at obeying God, they still continue to learn, right? They continue to grow. They continue to adjust their spiritual thinking caps. But God did not give up on Jonah. And this record kind of closes out with God teaching Jonah a lesson about compassion. Chapter 4, verse 11. It says, and should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, where it are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand? Kind of something, huh? In other words, God cared about those people. And you know what? He saw their potential. He saw their hearts. And he wanted to have the He wanted them to have the opportunity to change and to grow and to evolve. And I think that's the lesson to be learned from this whole record. It's not just a story about a fish, but it's a story about God's mercy, God's patience. It's a story about a God who refuses to give up on imperfect people. Does that sound familiar? But when I think about Jonah, that's what stays with me. Even when Jonah ran, God didn't leave him hanging. You know, even when Jonah failed the first time around, he tried to run, God still was present and was there to teach him some really valuable lessons. Even when Jonah resisted the first time around, God remained patient. And aren't we grateful for that? Because every single one of us has been Jonah at some point in time. Every single one of us has needed God's mercy. Every single one of us has needed God's patience. And every single one of us has needed another chance. So maybe tonight we can ask ourselves a simple question. Is there anything in our lives that we're trying to maybe avoid? Maybe it's a responsibility. Maybe it's a need of change, a spiritual goal, an opportunity to help someone else. I mean, there could always be something, maybe even something small. But whatever it may be, the record of Jonah teaches us that running doesn't really make things easier. But trusting God and moving forward in faith always puts us in a better position. And perhaps the most encouraging lesson of all of this is the God who gave Jonah a second chance is the same God that we stand with and walk with today. Great story, right? Great, great record. So That is just the first of many individuals in God's Word who are in these records that are very profitable for our own learning. And so I'm looking forward to looking at some other individuals as time goes on. So, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these incredible records that we can read and learn from, Father God. So many people that have gone before us have gone through these pretty harrowing situations. But you've always been a great God, Father. You've always been so good to your people. You're always there for us, Father. And so we just say thank you. We give you all the praise and the glory. It's in Jesus Christ's name.